Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
63108.
May I please have your first and last name?
Felicia Mallory.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Thank you.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
That would be 4003 Olive Street, Apartment A.
Give me just a moment. I do see where our pulse oximeter was purchased. How may I help you?
I'd like to know, there was a purchase that just came through on my card. I want to know what it was for.
Do you recall purchasing a pulse oximeter?
A what?
Do you recall purchasing a pulse oximeter?
Pulse? That was like the last month.
Once you purchase that item, in those terms and conditions, it does say that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $56.95 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Excuse me? Say that again. Slowly, please.
After 48 hours, if we do not receive a call to get the account canceled out, then you're charged at $56.95 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store.
I did not do that. A gift card for $100, that's not me. I didn't do
all
that.
All the information is included within those terms and conditions at the day of purchase.
Okay. I did not purchase it.
Okay, you said you purchased the pulse oximeter, correct?
The thing you put on your finger to get your pulse.
Okay, so once you purchase that in those terms and conditions, it does state after those 48 hours, you're charged $56.95 for that $125 gift card.
I never got the gift card.
Okay, you should have received it via email. If you have not received it, I can provide you with the email address so they're able to email you your gift card.
Thank you. That would be nice.
Just let me know when you're ready for the email address.
Hold on. Okay, now I have a question to ask you before you give me that number. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you can go ahead with your question.
My question is, I have to call in to get the gift card. That doesn't just automatically.
No, ma'am, it is sent to you via email, but if you do not have it, I have the email address here for you.
Okay, what's the email address, please?
SupportSUPPORT@buytopconsumerdeals.com.
Slow down. You want me to try to type this in? I am a 65-year-old woman.
Support@buytopconsumerdeals.com.
Hold on. SUPPORT. And what?
TopConsumerDeals.com.
Is Top Consumer all together? One word?
It is an email, so everything is together.
Okay, let me read it back to you. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Let me read it back to you. It's support top consumer COM. SUMER.com. Is that correct?
The email address is support@topconsumerdeals.com.
Deals. Okay, that's what I'm missing.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, so you do have the email address for your gift card. What else could I assist you with today?
Excuse me, what did you just say? I told you you have to slow down for me. I'm sorry.
Okay, you have your email address for the gift cards. What would you like for me to assist you with today?
I have the email address. And I got to go there to get the gift card?
If you have not received your gift cards, you will have to email them for those gift cards.
The point of the matter is, what, they going to send it to my email address, right? I'm just
okay, that is the only way that they'll be able to send you a gift card is via email, being that you are emailing them about your gift card.
Do they have a way to just mail it to me?
No, ma'am.
You sound so young. Thank you very much.
What would you like for me to assist you with today?
Well, I guess you can't do this for me, could you?
No, ma'am.
So I have to try to find somebody to do it for me.
Everything is done through that email address. All you have to do is email them to let them know that you have not received your gift card, and then they'll send you your gift card.
Okay, thanks, sweetie. You have a blessed day. Thank you.